Frank and I checked out of the office and rode over to the church at the corner of Sunset Boulevard and Main. It was a hotel for men, mostly old men, mostly down and outers. It was called the Golden Dream.
Police officers, we'd like to talk to you.
Hey, look, I don't know nothing about what you're here about, except that this Bob Slacktime Funhouse show on at WREK Atlanta is some sort of comedy show. You know, parody. You know, like nothing on it's really real, you know? And it sure don't reflect on WREK, its staff, or them nice folks at Georgia Tech. That's all I know, and I'm sticking to it.
No use kidding a priest. Build his hopes up. Might as well go tell him now. Merry Christmas.
Time is finally here. You're the last month of the year.
Raindrops,
hear the splashing, dripping raindrops. Listen, you'll hear.
Snowflakes,
catch the falling soft white snowflakes. Watch, they'll appear.
Christmas and Hanukkah are the holidays we cheer.
It's a joyful time of year. December.
I'm in trouble.
December.
I need help.
December.
I've got to raise $8,000 immediately.
Oh, that's what the reporters wanted to talk to you about.
The reporters?
Yes, they called me up. Oh, there's a man over there from the DA's office, too, who's looking for you.
Please help me, Mr. Potter. Help me, won't you, please?
I've suddenly become quite important. Look at you. And you asked me to lend you $8,000. You're worth more dead than alive.
What do you think you're doing? Hey, you! Hey, you! Come back here, drunken fool!
Seriously need help. Here, brought you a couple cinder blocks and some tire chains. Let me help you. Hey, just to be on the safe side, why don't you give me your watch and wallet? Oh, look at the time. You better get a move on, George. Oh, I'll give my best to your wife.
Help! Help! Help!
Oh, man, it's closed my heart up in the morning. Nasty job, but somebody's gonna work on Christmas Eve while everybody else is getting their jingle bell rocks off. Christmas. Yeah, this blighted season leaves me cold. So cold that the sub-zero wind blowing up my skirts is actually raising my temperature. Yeah, Christmas sure warms the cornholes of my heart. Tis the season, all right. The season to buy into the yearly mass hysteria, the giddy holiday rituals, to gag on candy-coated sentimental lies and delusions, and to stress your financial reserves and your slack to their limits. Oh, and those incessant, cloying Christmas carols. Oh, I mean, how can they take a perfectly good lyric like... screw it all up. Oh, and don't get me started on the Nutcracker Suite. Yeah, Christmas ain't nothing but hell in a concentrated dose. The holiday season is a high colonic that flushes out dozens of loathsome backstabbing relatives and family friends. Despised enemies who know just how to push your buttons and yank your familial chains. And what's more, tradition compels you to go through the motions without complaint. Just sit down and break bread and make nice with that frozen smile on your face beginning to feel like it's winched up with fish hooks while inside your soul is screaming. And you find yourself lynched on the family Christmas tree.
And Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Fa-la-la-la-la. Yeah, no wonder this is the cold and flu and suicide season. Oh, I definitely prefer to be alone for the holidays. It's a lot safer that way. Too much damn whimsy can be toxic. Oh, but seems like everybody else is singing a different tune. God, choking on Christmas time chunks here.
Last year, the same old ravens and holly were nothing to make you sit up and blink. But this year, by gosh and by golly, Christmas is gonna be pink. And there'll be pink snowflakes and pink ice.
What do you want for Christmas, little boy?
Chief Santa, I want a bicycle.
Well, if you're a good little boy, your wish will be granted. Next. And what do you want for Christmas, little boy?
Chief Santa, I want to be a real-life sidewalk surfer, and I want a genuine YME, a Bun Buster skateboard, and a bottle of peroxide, and 114 Freddy and the Snowmen surfing records, and a Fender Electric twangy surf guitar.
Is that all?
Gee, no, it isn't, Santa. If I'm gonna be a real, live, genuine sidewalk surfer, I gotta have a torn white sweatshirt and a pair of cut-off blue jeans and some Huarache sandals and a subscription to Surfer Magazine.
Surfer Magazine. Little boy, I hope that's all you want for Christmas.
As a matter of fact, no, Sandy, it isn't. See, if I'm gonna be a real genuine sidewalk surfer, I gotta be one of the boys. And I gotta have a bunch of surfboard decals and 15 copies of Mizuru and a surfer dictionary and a big box of Band-Aids.
Band-Aids? Why would you want Band-Aids for Christmas?
Well, Santa, if I'm a sidewalk surfer, I'm gonna be out shooting the curb. And when I fall and bust my buns, I gotta fix myself up.
Oh, Merry Christmas, little boy. Merry Christmas.
Not that I'm bitter. Oh no, Sir Reebok. Oh, I tried to buy into the lies. Oh, I did too. Until I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. And Daddy was in Dubuque on business. Yeah, that about did it for me. Yep, the first big lie, Santa. Father Christmas. Kris Kringle. Old Nick. Oh, wait, that's Satan. I mean Saint Nick. Yeah, big difference. Oh, whatever his name is. He has countless aliases and a police record that looks like a major rock band's room service bill. Oh, but I found that out later. At the age of 5, I was hooked like a bass on the roof, perpetuated by my eagerly prevaricating parents. Oh, my mother once actually convinced me that I heard the faint patter of reindeer hooves on the roof overhead, and I dutifully tried to hasten sleep before I witnessed that fearsome primal scene. Ooh, the sight of the man in the red suit. Not Satan, but close. The suspiciously friendly old home invasion expert who creepy crawls into home and hearth, drawn by the beckoning milk and cookies, the symbolic offering that bespeaks, enter freely and of your own will. And after depositing brightly wrapped lures under the tree, he makes his way into your bedchamber, where he oh so quietly pulls back the covers and inspects your sleeping little body in the moonlight, taking Polaroids and cell scrapings and clippings and whatnot. And then his nostrils flare as his attention is suddenly drawn to the foot of your bed, where he finds a sock you left for him. He fondles and snuffles it until he shudders with a sudden frightening rapture, and then, sheepish and guilty, he fills his stocking with trinkets to buy your silence. Yes, this is the role model they create for us. And it's actually sort of a relief when you find out that he is alive. And when you pick off the cheesy candy coating, Christmas is the product of some pretty sick minds.
This is a story of Christmas. When it grew dark on that frosty Christmas Eve, old Scrooge went home to his empty and gloomy house and locked himself in. As he sat by the fire before going to bed, he was startled by an apparition.
Close your eyes and relax yourself. Picture Christmas Eve. You are alone, and the house is quite peaceful. The time is midnight. All of a sudden, Santa Claus is standing in front of you. How do you image him? You may be a bit startled or amused by his being there. He shows you an enormous bag he's brought with him and tells you that there are things in it that are for you. You ask why he's doing this. He replies that he thought you might enjoy some of the things that he has, and why not? Some of them are material, some are activities you enjoy, some half-remembered wishes. He holds out a large package to you, smiling a soft, knowing smile. The package is a large red box, wrapped with ribbon and tied with an enormous bow, on which a bright ornament is fastened. You thank him and begin to open the box.
Oh, well, hello, children. Oh, I'm so glad to be here. I've just stopped by to leave this record album with you. You see, for the first time in my life, I've invited someone to live with me at the North Pole so we could record all the happenings with my friends while we prepare for Christmas. That's right. Now you can hear and see everything that happens at my home. It all started when I invited Reporter Dick to come and live with me for about 20 days, right up to Christmas Eve. It was late one night when I called him, and he was kind of sleepy.
Hello?
Oh, is this Reporter Dick?
Yes, but do you know what time it is?
Do I know what time it is? Huh, it's close to Christmas Eve and counting. Well, who better would know what time it is this season of the year?
Say, who is this anyway?
Ho, this is Santa Claus, Reporter Dick. Santa Claus. And I haven't got time to talk about the time. I'm a busy man.
Santa Claus? But why are you calling me, Santa?
Well, I'm inviting you to spend the next couple of weeks with me at the North Pole. Now, you be ready, because I'm sending my very best sleigh for you, and be on the corner of Main Street.
Now we're going to let Barbie sing. And Barbie, what do you want to sing? Barbie's going to sing You Better Not Shout, and she's going to sing it real loud.
I'd rather not shout. I'd rather tell you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He knows that you've been good. And again, it's thanks. Oh, they better not shout. I tell you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
That I'm half blind. Too much gin and too much wine. I'm having double vision. Before and I had a collision. Now I'm just stoned to go. And my nose is full of snow. My brain's fried beyond all reason. But that's okay, cause it's the season. You can do anything you want. Well, I'm gonna lie down now. I'm feeling kind of sleepy.
Boy, does that bed look good, Santa. I'll just jump right in.
Wait, Dick, don't. Too late. I tried to warn you not to jump in. You have to roll onto it slowly, like floating on a wave. Here, let me help you out. There, that's better.
Oh, phew, that's the softest bed I've ever been in. Now, Santa, I think I'll just close my eyes.
You talk about Santa Claus? You want to know what it's all about? Santa Claus got drunk last night. Everybody tried to throw him out. But I want to tell you, folks, how it all began. Santa stopped at a neighbor's house and started drinking good gin. Now, while I was with him, I named a few. I love to name some of them whiskeys that Santa was drinking to you. It was way back in the ancient age, down in Mint Springs Valley, where the crab tree grows. But old granddaddy bought a rocking chair for Mr. Boston. One day we're rocking in the mellow breeze. The rocking chair broke and threw him bottom up. He jumped up thinking about his old drum. He saddled his white horse, said he's going over to Johnny Walker. He swam the three rivers, past the cabin still. On his way over to Johnny Walker's, he sees something in old cornfield. All the Johnny Walkers, they bring me a yellow stone. I'm going down to the Canadian Club and getting me a chaser. Come back and kill the old crow. That's when the white horse doubled up like beauty in the front of the Wilkin family. That was a disgrace to the old teacher with the red bud. He tell everybody in town except Paul Jones. He was wearing four roses. And had seven crowns. The pride of what to stop. But up in Cave Hollow, watching the white swan swim down Sunny Brook. That emptied in the green river. When a rum got after him. Chasing down 76, up 51. Through champagne velvet. Made him catch up a slow gin. Lose 20 grand. Now he's out in old California port. Mr. R.W. Harper and old log cabin. Sleeping on the three feathers. Santa be around next year. See you later, my friend. I couldn't help it. I was loaded on this good Gordon gin.
Right there.
This
swine.
This here's a holiday message from Tater Gumphreys. Now, the holidays are coming up, and a lot of you'll be spending the time with your kin, so you know there's gonna be some drinking. Now remember, don't nobody like an asshole. So if you're drinking, try not to be an asshole.
Naughty, Bobby, Kathleen, Susie. Yeah, Susie's been nice, naughty. Nice.
You've been a good little girl?
Of course I've been good.
You have been good?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, Santa knows whether you've been naughty or nice. Why don't you tell me what you'd like for Christmas, little girl?
Well, a Jaguar? Red.
Red?
Black leather interior.
Well, the only thing that you're going to get red is this little behind of yours, because Santa knows you've been a very, very naughty girl.
No, I haven't.
Gently.
Good night, Reporter Dick. Sleep well.
Thank you, Santa.
When I saw God, he had a long white beard, and he brings me gifts at the end of the year.
But the big one comes in the by and by, from the Santa Claus up in the sky.
From the Santa Claus up in the sky.
For example, on a Christmas morning, every man's life is poor if they're not small children in the home on that day. I do not know anything that makes Christmas quite so wonderful as the shining brightness in the eyes of little children who have been told that during the night Santa Claus came and there was something in a stocking for them. I don't know what the child experts are saying today. Maybe you're not supposed to teach your children about Santa Claus. I never thought there was much harm in it. It always seems to me it adds something to the whole family's celebration of the birthday of Christ. But let me tell you something. If you have a boy in your home 18 years of age who still believes in Santa Claus, I'd get worried. Some things are all right in their proper place, but some things you outgrow if you are normal.
Though you made me spend all my money, you laugh and call me old Santa Claus. But I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you, because, just because.
Warning, extreme emergency. Warning, extreme emergency.
What time is it anyway? I'm exhausted.
It's after 7, dear. And you've got a big day ahead of you. You're due at the toy factory at 8. Reindeer practice begins at 9 o'clock sharp. Then there's planning and analysis with your weatherman at 10:30. And of course, there's all this mail waiting to be read.
You know, dear, sometimes I wonder if I'm in the right profession. So much work for one man. Even the old ho, ho, ho doesn't sound so great lately.
Hey, speak
Maybe
for yourself.
I'm losing my touch.
Losing your touch? Nonsense. It's just that you're overworked. You need some help. Someone to shoulder a little of the responsibility. After all, Christmas is a big job to handle all by yourself.
You know, dear, I think you have a point. I could use someone to help. Someone to visit all the children and find out if they're really being good boys and girls like they say in their letters. But who can I get to help me?
Point eight named Bob, your drinking buddy.
Later that week, the Pink Panther, still disguised as Santa Claus, made a surprise visit to Tuffy and Butchie to find out if they had been telling the truth when they had told him they'd been good boys all year. He tiptoed around to the side of the house and peeked in their bedroom window. It would have curled the real Santa's whiskers if he could have seen and heard what was going on inside.
I promise I'll be good.
That's what they all say. They all say they'll be good now. But what about later?
Oh, I'll be good later.
Uh-huh. And for the whole year, would you be good?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I don't believe you. I don't believe at all. You've been naughty all this past year. What makes it any different now?
Because self was spanked, you know, for being a bad boy last year. I'll be a good boy this year, so I won't go through the same thing next year.
Obviously, you like it, little boy. Isn't that right? You want Santa to spank you.
Yes.
In fact, I think I remember you from last year.
I'll be good. I'll be good. I'll be good.
Thank you, Santa.
Well, don't get upset now, Reporter Dick. I'll tell you what, I'll fix some hot chocolate and you just sit there and relax. And then maybe I'll sing the song that you like so much. In fact, I'll sing it now for you. Oh, this is a song about me, Jolly old St. Nicholas. Well, would you children mind if I sang along with you? We have to sing three verses now. Talk about Susie and Johnny, all of them. Okay, I'll sing with you. Jolly old St. Nicholas.
Mind your own business, Beardo. Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, at Gracie's department store, thousands of children are waiting for Santa to arrive at the toy department. Little do they know that the Pink Panther will be taking Santa's place. Somewhere in the crowd are Tuffy and Butchie McSnide, two of the meanest kids in town.
Hey, Tuffy, you seen the old man yet?
Nah, but I got my eyes peeled. When he shows, we'll sneak up to the front of the line.
Good thinking, brother. Why should we wait around with all these goody-goodies? We'll just tell old Santa Claus what we want for Christmas, then go outside and really have some fun.
I think he's coming. I hear bells. Yeah, that's him, all right. Looks like he's lost a little weight.
Come on, Tuffy, let's get up to the front of the line before these kids go crazy.
I'm with you, Butchie boy. Let's go. Look out. Coming through.
Well, now, you two, why don't you hop right up here on Santa's lap and tell me your names and what you want for Christmas?
Sure, Mr. Santa Claus. I'm Rupert McSnide, and this is my brother, Bixley.
Rupert and Bixley. What nice names. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, I suppose so, but all our friends call us Tuffy and Butchie.
Tuffy and Butchie? I hope you boys are nicer than those names make you sound.
Oh, sure, Sandy. We're real good boys. Right, Tuffy?
That's right. We never get into any trouble at all. Not us.
Well, in that case, why don't you tell Santa what you want for Christmas?
Okay, I got the list right here. We want 2 bikes, an electric train set, 2 pogo sticks, a sled, 2 pairs of roller skates, a super glass space station, 5 pounds of firecrackers, 2 dozen chocolate covered nuts.
Ho, ho, ho! Slow down there, Rupert, my boy. That's quite a lot of toys for 2 boys to receive. You must have been very good children all year. Do you keep your room nice and clean?
Yes, Santa.
And you never fight with each other?
No, Santa.
And you always do what your mummy and daddy tell you to?
Oh, yes, Santa. Always.
Well, well, we'll see about that. Now run along. Santa's got to talk to the other children. But remember, be good and do what I told you to. You never know when Santa is watching.
Oh, we'll be good, Santa, just like we always are. Come on, Butchie, we gotta go help a little old lady across the street.
Well, thought the Panther, I'm not sure these two are telling me the truth.
I can certainly understand why Mrs. Claus doesn't have time for anything else at Christmas. She seems to be everywhere at once. I don't believe she's even noticed we're here.
No, she hasn't. You see, she's trained herself not to let anything break her power of concentration. Now I'll just get all the ingredients she'll need for our hot chocolate and put them right here on the stove for her. If you'll be good enough to reach that container. No, not that one. That's the pepper.
Watch out, Santa, it's spilling.
Oh, my goodness. I'm afraid I'm going to sneeze.
Me too.
There go the cakes. We're in trouble now.
A short time later...
Well, at long last, here's that hot chocolate I promised you, Reporter Dick.
Thank you, Santa. I hope Mrs. Claus isn't terribly upset with this. It was all my fault.
No, goodness no, not at all. We even had a good chuckle about it after you left. The only thing is, you're going to have to help me eat all those cakes she had baking in the oven.
Tell me, is there a particular Christmas you remember more than any other?
A particular Christmas, huh? No, I don't... Wait a minute. There was that Christmas Eve when, for one terrible moment, I was afraid I wouldn't be able to pay a visit to a single boy or girl.
What happened, Santa?
Away, Prancer! Away, Prancer! Fog! I've never seen so much fog. Oh, can you see anything yet, Dasher?
No, Santa. Wait a minute down below, Santa. A red light. No, now it's gone. Now it's back. Gone. Back. It seems to be flashing, Santa.
Oh, we'd better have a closer look. Oh, down, Dasher. Down, Dancer. Down, Comet and Vixen. Down.
You won't believe this, but last Christmas Eve, Santa Claus got lost. It's possible these damn TV antennas and the reindeers got wounded. I didn't know where the hell they were going. And he come down the chimney, and it was in the red light district. And he saw the stockings, and he's putting the toys. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. He turns around, here's his beautiful gown, the black negligee, pouring a martini. You know, she says, come here, Santa baby. Sit down, have a drink. Stay a while. He says, no, I can't do that. Tonight is Christmas Eve. I got to go around the world tonight. Santa said that. You can never trust a guy with a beard, you know. So she comes over and drops one shoulder strap. She says, come on, stay a while. I says, no, the reindeers are double parked. So she walks up, she drops a negligee, completely stands in a nude. She says, no, you stay a while. He says, hell, I might as well. I'm not going to be able to get up the chimney anyway.
Santa's coming down the chimney when he comes.
Santa's coming down the chimney when he comes. Santa's coming down the chimney with a ho, ho, ho by Jimmy. Santa's coming down the chimney when he comes.
He'll be riding with his reindeer when he comes. He'll be riding with his reindeer when he comes. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. He'll be riding with his reindeer when he comes.
Everybody will be sleeping when he comes. Everybody will be sleeping when he comes. Everybody will be sleeping, except a pussycat that's peeping. Everybody will be sleeping when he comes.
Many presents he'll be bringing when he comes. Many presents he'll be bringing when he comes. Many presents he'll be bringing to the children who are singing. He'll be coming down the chimney when he comes.
To get up. You're due at the toy factory in half an hour. Oh, wake up, sleepyhead. It's time to begin your day. Come on now. Breakfast is ready. Wake up, sweetheart. Well, I guess it's time to go to Plan B. Ready, elves?
Ready, Mrs. Claus.
Okay, boys. Let her rip.
Something, dearie.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the field we go.
Laughing all the way.
Oh. No, that's enough. No, stop that laughing. We need to get back to this.
I'm sure there's two sides to this.
It was the night of the solstice, and all through the house, no one was stirring because the druids were soused. Wrapped snug in their white robes and heaps on the floor, the air was a thrum with the sound of their snores. They had warded off evil with gestures and verse, but despite their best efforts, our future got worse. Oh, they heard not the screams up on Capitol Hill of horror so heinous hot blood would turn chill. Oh, the Pink's war cry echoed, "We'll turn the clock back because we're on top now and we're out for your slack." On Nixon, on Reagan, on Age of Repression, on J. Edgar Hoover and William F. Sessions, we'll use zombie killers to sweep the land clean. On Dahmer, on Gacy, on Bundy, on Dean. We'll hogtie you, brand you, and then we will hack. We'll machete your rights off and chop off your slack. Oh, they chuckled and chortled and dry washed their talons and plotted our end in their oak paneled salons. Our success is assured, they yodeled, no prob. But these venal weasels ain't reckoned with Bob. Oh, Bob is three-fisted. He'll do that scum in. So throw in your lot with a man with a grin. He'll signal the exodus and sound the attack. Then we'll kick their pink butts with a power of slack. We'll be on the saucers. They'll be left behind. To fry in their juices like rancid pork rinds.
Then we'll chuckle and chortle and make pointed jests. Because those who laugh slack are the ones who laugh best.
If there's nothing else to do. Good day, eh? Yeah, in case you thought like I wasn't on this part. Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so good day. This is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
No.
What? Oh, it's a great way. North, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Duck.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th, Christmas Eve, right?
So that's two.
Two. And then what's after that?
Boxing wrestling day.
No,
Boxing
out.
Day, yeah, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's...
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck. By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toasts,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, it should be more there. Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toasts,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See,
even more.
The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toasts,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, 2 golden.
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 quarts,
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice gift. Oh, 6 packs of 2 quarts.
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Eighth day of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smokes, 6 packs of 2 quarts.
5.
And a beer on the way. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
5 golden toques, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where did you learn to do that?
Albums.
Boy.
So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day.
The year is 2001. Orion, his sister Maya, and their robot CD2 are in Orion's Magna space module cruising above the Earth.
Listen, did
hear what I just heard?
Yes, very unusual. What was that noise, City 2?
There is nothing unusual about that noise. It is called singing. The Earth people do a lot of it during their celebration of colored lights.
Shh, I kind of like it. Let's listen.
Said, Mommy, when are we going to give Jesus his present? I thought this was his birthday.
Hey, Jesus, here's your chia pet. Enjoy.
Okay, we're out on Montgomery Street. You know, my mission this week is to teach Gentiles in the Bay Area how to say Hanukkah. Now, what religion are you?
Catholic.
And you?
Presbyterian.
And you?
Jewish.
Okay, now we're going to have the Presbyterian and the Catholic say Hanukkah, and then we'll have the Jewish guys from how it's done. Go ahead. First, the Catholic.
Hanukkah.
Okay, now the, what are you again?
Presbyterian.
Presbyterian. Go right ahead.
Hanukkah.
Oh. Okay, now here's the Jewish guy. This is going to be great. You show him how it's done.
Okay. Hanukkah.
You see that guy?
Deep enough?
Huh?
Was that deep enough?
Yeah, but you had the ch.
Need a little more, roughage.
Hanukkah. Oh, no, no. Think of chutzpah or chazarai.
Hanukkah.
Awful. How about you?
Chutzpah.
Hanukkah.
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 What religion are you?
Buddhist.
A
Buddhist. Were you born here in Chinatown, or where were you born?
We were born in America, yeah.
Hanukkah. Can you do that?
Hanukkah. I'm from the Bronx, Hanukkah. I'm come from New York.
Could you teach the whole Chinese community how to say Hanukkah?
To pronounce the K, Hanukkah. Not very easy for them. I say Hanukkah.
What? So it's kind of hard for the Chinese people here to celebrate Hanukkah.
Shalom, shalom.
Junji. Junji. We would like some more wine. Junji. Oh, I forgot. After you called, I gave Chunjin the night off. But because it was Christmas Eve, I told him. He was very reluctant to go.
That's probably because he's a Buddhist and he doesn't celebrate Christmas.
I don't think that Chunjin is a Buddhist. But he smiles all the time.
Oh, what a shame. I thought he was a Buddhist. Okay, I would have sent him a Christmas card. But I figured that if I send him a card at this time of the year, that he would have to send me a card on the Buddha's birthday to save face, right?
Oh, right.
And I would have started a whole big McGill.
Exactly
right.
That's, you did exactly the right thing. Twelve days of Christmas. One day of Christmas is loathsome enough.
It was the night before Christmas, went all through the house. I could hear something stirring. It was my husband that loud. I screamed down the stairs, jacket back to this bed, but heard not a word from the weasel I wed. So I slipped on my house coat and stockings with care, but except for those items, my body was bare. I scoured the whole house, but my search was in vain, and visions of homicide danced through my brain. When out on the lawn there arose such a sound, I ran to the door and tore open my gown. The moon on my breast and the new fallen snow gave the luster of youth that I had long ago. When what to my baby blue eyes should appear but a man dressed in red from his head to his rear. From the leer in his eye to the hump in his back, I knew in a flash that it must be my Jack. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called me by name. Now, Dusty, now, Dusty, now, Dusty, please, Dusty, now, Dusty, oh, Dusty, please, Dusty, now, Dusty. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His legs were like fir trees, his chest was so hairy. But a wink of his eye and a jerk of his head soon gave me to know I had something to dread. He stood there just smiling and rubbing his nose, so I gave him the nod, and up the staircase he rose. He sprang to the bedroom and whistled so sweet that I followed his call like a heifer in heat. And you could hear us both scream as we dove undercover. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good lover. Isn't that cute? Isn't that true?
These were Christmas gifts for you, and now you're going to taste them. You're going to feel the taste of them. You know, there is an advantage working for a Fetish Video Company.
Christmas with the devil. It's gotta be a hell of a party. I got them down as low as possible before they even started. Ow!
tree. Everybody hangs their ornaments on me. I'm a Christmas tree. I'm a Christmas tree. People throw me out on New Year's Eve. Oh, Santa Claus. Oh, Santa Claus. He breaks lots of laws. He trespasses. He breaks and enters. He travels all around the world without a valid passport. I'm a Hanukkah bush.
Hanukkah bush.
I'm a Hanukkah bush. I'm a lot like a Jewish Christmas tree.
Woo!
But I'm not.
Well, one thing is certain. The devil has turned them against Santa Claus.
Hey, stop throwing fruit! Go!
Yeah, our village fool, when he blows his cool, will come on with a bye, Jiminy. Well, I split these scenes before my teens. Had to take my leave on Christmas Eve because I sealed Santa up in the chimney. Yeah. I could hear him shout that he wanted out as I grabbed his sleigh for my getaway. On hipster, on swinger, on playboy, on bunny. Let's get to the city and go for the money. Merry Christmas.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, and that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine, like maybe the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids that fell by had just made the street. I was ready for Snoresville. Man, was I beat. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a slick ride that was making fat tracks, souped up by 8 ponies, all wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. They were out of the chute making time like a bat, turning the quarter in 8 seconds flat. They parked by the smokestack in bunches and clusters. The chubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. His threads were from Cubesville, and I had to chuckle. In front, not in back, was his Ivy League buckle. The mop on his chin had a button-down collar, and with that red nose, Dad, he looked like a baller. Like he was the squarest, the most absolute. But let's face it, huh? When he left all that loot, he laid the jazz on and peeled from the gig. Well, and have a cool Yule, man. Later. Like Dick?
Hey, who are you calling a ho-ho-ho after all I've done for you? You didn't have to listen to this crap. I took the really bad chunks out. Thanks for nothing. Oh, tonight in a very quick order we heard Pink Panther Christmas album, the Turtles with Santa and the Sidewalk Surfer, the Ravers with Punk Rock Christmas, Baby Tapeworms Frosty in New York, Christmas with Satan was by James White, and we heard Tammy Faye Baker, Wildman Fisher, Mal Sharp, Ed Kooky Burns with Yulesville, and that Santa's Drunk Again song. Even with a Google search, I couldn't nail down who did that, nor the song that's going to wrap it up tonight, Seekers, but... Hey, don't let the holidays kill you, okay?
I want you to bugger me, bud. My bud, bugger me, bud. Christmas, to let me know you care. I want you to nail my flange to the ceiling. Won't you do rattle me back, for with sun, never, oh never, let them go. I I want you to
Seekers.